telling me something that that people of your race do not like to be called. You know, they get mad if someone calls them something bad.
Quite a number of them really doesn't like for you to call them a Negro.
Okay. How do you normally refer to a person whose skin is like mine?
White.
Okay. Suppose you were angry with a member of my race and wanted to call the person something insulting that would hurt his feelings, what would you say? Or would you get mad?
I wouldn't get mad.
Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully, what?
Mad.
Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really, what?
Tired.
The school nurse sent a little boy home early because he what at school? The nurse sent him home because he what at school?
Was sick.
Okay. If a person has a sick feeling in his stomach, you would say that he feels sick. Where?
In his stomach.
What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Insult.
Okay, have you ever heard belling or belling bee or bull banding or horning or drumming or serenade, shivering? What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you'd better behave or what will get you?
Booger.
How would you greet a friend on December the 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to what this very far.
Tote it.
What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its four legs and head and tail completely inside its shell.
Terrapin.
What do you call a similar creature that lives on land, or is there any difference?
Gopher.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body up here?
Chest.
What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake?
A boat.
Is there any difference if it has a pointed front or squared front?
Boat and canoe.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Case.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
Necklace.
Would you ever say strand or string or pear or anything like that?
I would say pear.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very much, you might say that one man really what the other one?
Beat the other one up.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he is squatting down?
The calf.
What are some words that mean a stingy person?
Tight.
Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say he really looks what?
Terrible.
Have you ever heard the words dutchy or slouchy or tacky? Okay. What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say she's really what?
Dressed nice.
What word would you use to refer to an old person that is very lively and gets around very well?
Spry.
You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition is what?
Lazy.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.